palpable, that's for sure. The anger among Americans is palpable now. Joe Biden promised he would never leave Americans behind, and yet he did. On August 19th, he promised what we just witnessed would never happen. That Americans, hundreds, maybe thousands, nobody's quite sure, would not be left behind in Afghanistan, and yet they were. I want you to hear bite number two here from the president with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News just a few days
ago. Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And
if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
Liar! He absolutely lied to everybody. We'll stay till we get them all out. In fact, you left early, you coward. You left early. There are Americans left behind. The problem is nobody knows how many. Listen to General McKenzie, bite number three. Listen to this.
And we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds. And we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds. And we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds.
And yet, just a few days ago, the number was 1,500. And a few days before that, it was 8,000. It could certainly be 1,500. It could certainly be 1,500. So what happened when the Americans left? What happened when the Americans left early? And by the way, the last five military transport jets carried not one American to safety. Not one. Five military jets got up and got out. The last one leaving at 3:29 local time. So here's what happened. The Taliban started going door to door, locating those that they believed had helped the Americans over 20 years, those that they didn't like. One of the first people that they dealt with was a folk singer. Music's been banned, by the way, in Afghanistan. It's illegal. So naturally, they dealt with him the proper way. They shot him in the head, a folk singer. Arlo Guthrie, if you will, of Afghanistan, shot in the head. By the way, let's go to bite number 11. Here's what it sounded like after the Americans left and the Taliban had taken over the airport and everything else. Listen. Going door to door was the Taliban, according to Laura Logan's post on Twitter, executing anybody they didn't like. The Taliban executing anybody they didn't like, door to door. That's what happened when the Americans left. How many of those people killed were Americans? We'll probably never know because they'll just have been disappeared, missing. Don't know what happened to them. Well, they were here, but we never saw them again. I don't know what happened. Support among Democrats also tumbling. Support among everybody tumbling. 84% of those asked in an ABC News poll, 84% said we should have stayed until every American that wanted to leave was out. It's a brand new poll. I want to go to bite number five, though, because NBC knew what the Biden administration refused to admit, and that is Americans were always going to be left behind. Americans were always going to be left behind. Sacrificed to the terrorists. Listen to this, bite five.
This is a critical time, obviously, to get both the U.S. personnel and the equipment out of Afghanistan, blow up the equipment that's left What is the latest? What happens after the deadline if the U.S. cannot get every Afghan who wants to leave out, which is now obviously going to happen? We're talking about thousands of people.
Oh, there's no possible way at this stage that the U.S. is going to get everyone out who wants to leave or who may have changed their mind has decided that they now want to go and don't want to ride it out with the Taliban. We're in the final hours now. There is quite a bit of activity over Kabul, according to witnesses, with drones and fighter jets in the air. The smaller the footprint gets, the more dangerous it is.
Yeah, more dangerous it is. Over at CNN, we're going to jump to Byte 7, an air of disgust there as well, because they saw what happened. They saw the cowardice. They saw the cut-and-run attitude of Joe Biden in this feckless administration. Listen.
It was so remarkable to hear General McKenzie there saying that we didn't get everybody out who we wanted to get out. He said that they maintained the capability of getting Americans out up until the very last moment. But that there were no Americans on those last five planes that flew out at 3:29 Eastern time, so just before midnight on August 30th in Afghanistan.
I'm not embarrassed of America. I'm not embarrassed of the military personnel that we have here or the American military. I am embarrassed and disgusted with the alleged leadership in Washington. This administration has taken us to a point that I have never witnessed in American history. You would be hard-pressed to find anything in American history where we cut and run and left American citizens to fend for themselves with a brutal group of people that murder anyone who doesn't agree with them, who murder folk singers because they don't like the music. I have never witnessed anything in American history that rivals this in any way. Neither of you. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.